Walking along. I need more.
He's got a droop on.
Here we go. Hang on.
We're coming to you soon, ladies and gentlemen. Bear with us. The podcast will start shortly. Here we go.
No, don't. I mean, you should cut this. I'm clicking my fingers.
I'll fucking cut you. Here we go.
Are you gonna? Is that what you're gonna do all week this week?
Paul? And remember,
when I say something,
I'm gonna repeat it as a threat.
Fuck.
And now we return to our regularly scheduled podcast. Regularly.
Oh, hello, I'm Regularly Scarecrowed. I'm Reginald B. Scarecrow.
Focus.
That's my name now.
No, it's meant to be you.
That's my name now.
No, it's not.
Just say it's my name.
It's your name.
And what is that name? Reginald B. Scarecrow. He'll be coming back.
Can we begin? Can we begin the actual pre-C now on this week's episode?
What an utter disaster.
You're not a disaster.
You're doing it.
I just said the word.
You're doing it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Don't do it.
Now it's time for episode 420 of Cheap Show. Begin.
Oh, it's nice out. Just having a stroll here. Ooh. Might get a Red Bull or something later. I wonder if there's a shop over there.
Psst, mate.
What?
Mate, go over here by the bushes.
Sorry, you're talking to him.
Yeah, I'm come over here by the bushes. Over here by the bushes. You're come here, mate. Hello, you, with the beard.
Well, I'm actually in a bit of a hurry, sorry.
I've got something for you.
No, I really have to go. No, I'm not interested.
Can I interest
Stop
you in a little
away.
Bit? Come here. Shh, I've got something special.
Stop, don't
come
touch. Can you not touch?
Emma.
Don't touch my leg.
I'll touch it. I've got something for you. I'm beginning up a business selling marijuana that I've made in my special hobbit hove.
You look kind of green.
Yeah.
Your skin, are you okay?
I'm a hobbit.
You're a green hobbit.
Daniel Hobbit, hello.
I'm not shaking your hand.
Shake my hand, it's a matter of trust. I'm a wood hobbit. And a burgeoning drug dealer.
All right, you're a wood hobbit, and they have green skin in the Tolkien mythology, do
they? I
don't
know, don't talk about Tolkien here, he's a
you
fucking would, shitter,
you know
that
the problem
guy.
I'm having?
Fucking shitter, made up all this shit about us.
Hello, Mr. Robert Goblin, is it?
Daniel Hobbit Goblin.
What have I said, Hobbit?
Daniel
Rubinho
Hobbit.
Scarecrow.
I'm Daniel Hobbit, hello.
Daniel Hobbit, okay, now.
P. Hobbit.
Okay, the problem I'm having,
yeah.
If we're looking at this in a meta way,
yeah,
standing outside in a sort of godlike view of this podcast,
yeah,
Paul.
Oh, you're talking to me.
Yeah.
I'm not meant to be here.
What are you doing in the park?
I'm not in the park.
You were just in my head.
This is a scene where you're in the park and it sets up the ending
for
this week's episode.
I thought it was meant to be a goblin. You said goblin three times.
Right, okay. We're starting again. This is going to be such a cunt to edit now. Thanks. And begin. This is it's our cold open. You're walking in the park. You meet Daniel Goblin. Right, we're going to say he's a goblin.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh, what a disaster.
Oh, dear.
Walking along, trying to go somewhere. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, no, that's terrible.
Whoopsie diddly dido.
Okay. Okay. Walking in. Nice park. Nice day. Oh, got somewhere to go. What? Who's that? Who's that?
No, I will introduce. Stop it. I'm actually literally going to tell you what to say now, right? You're going to say.
Shouldn't do line reading.
You're
going to
say this. You're going to say this. Oh, what a lovely day to walk in the park, right? Then you're going to say.
You used to be good at this sort of stuff.
Then
you know
you
that.
Say, then you'll say, oh, I could do with a Red Bull or something like that. A little
I
bit
could.
Of character work.
I bloody
and
could.
Then I am going to appear as the goblin, right? Goblin.
Okay.
And. Here we go.
How many minutes? Say it.
It's almost five. Action.
Oh, what a lovely day it is in the park I'm walking. Might get a Red Bull. Wonder if there's a shop over there by that gate.
Psst.
What?
Mate, come over here. Come over here, battery. Come over here, battery.
I don't... What do you want?
I'm Daniel P. Goblin.
Oh, hello.
I'm a wood gnome goblin. I guess it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really fucking matter.
I'm a goblin.
Right.
And
I'm
a burgeoning.
I can see from your sort of medieval style dress.
Thank you. And me leather hat.
It's nice leather hat.
Thank you. And I'm a burgeoning entrepreneur and drug dealer.
Oh, you.
And I'm scouting for potential stoneheads to test my latest batch of goodies on.
Oh, that's interesting, actually.
Would you be interested in tasting some of our lovely marijuana?
Oh, it's free. What's the catch?
Well, the only catch is you have to spread the word and tell all the mummies and daddies and all the boys and girls to come and meet me in the woods.
First taste is free?
At midnight, usually.
So when, right, and then
what do you do? Any time my mum lets me out.
Do you do something?
No, I mean, it's the only time my mum will let me out of the house.
Oh, you live with your mum?
Where
do you grow this stuff? Do you grow it yourself?
Rebecca T. Goblin.
That's your mum, right?
Becky Goblin.
Yeah. Well, she's got a bit of a reputation, I have to say, around here.
It's like, what's she doing? Becky Goblin. That's what I used to say to her in the Goblin patch. Anyway, I've got
seven. It must be 7 minutes now.
I've got some new stuff to try.
What is this? Marijuana, as in 420?
Yes, and it's added with a little bit of goblin magic. That's what I've done. A little bit of goblin magic.
Right, I'll have some then.
Right, would you like this one? This one's called the Fakir's Noose.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a kind of robust, purpley one.
Ooh.
Have a look at that. What do you think?
Oh, that's that smells good, yeah.
That's the one we're leading with. That's the one we're going to kind of...
It's a dark, it's got a nice, like purple strands on it.
Right. Now,
it looks good, actually.
I will say this one. Like, with goblin smoke, it's like fine. It's like normal fags. But for humans...
It's like normal fags.
It's like normal fags for goblins. But for humans, we're not quite sure the feedback and how it affects them. So when you do it, when you do have a puff...
Yeah.
Make sure you've got a sober viewer with you, an observer. Just to make sure you stay safe.
Okay. We'll do, yeah.
Right, I'm off the fuck off now because my mum thinks I've gone out.
Fuck off.
No, I'm going to go now because my mum thinks I've gone out to get milk. And I've got to go home.
I wouldn't worry about Becky T. Goblin.
Becky T.
Goblin. Because you know what?
Why?
She's been Becky T. Goblin someone off.
Don't you say that about me, mum.
I feel bad about that, Paul.
You should do. It's my mother you're talking about.
Look, go!
Right, I'm off. I'm off.
I've got the weed. We set that up.
I'm off now. And now we can begin episode 420 of Cheap Show. Yes, the weed one. Fucking happy now. Oh, yeah.
Who are you asking?
Yeah, bastards. Fucking lawyer.
People have been demanding this, have they?
8 minutes. 8 minutes.
Have people been demanding we talk about cannabis?
Yes.
Okay, shall we do that?
Yes. Cunt
Jesus.
Cheap Show time.
It's the price of shite.
Cheap Show time.
Welcome to Cheap Show.
Pass the duchy on the left-hand side. Pass the duchy on the left-hand side. Yes, the long-awaited and much-requested go on talk about weed episode that apparently everyone wants and looking forward to. We hope it doesn't underwhelm, because this is a loose-fit episode. We're just going to jive, man.
We're going to talk about cannabis, weed more generally, because one thing, Paul, it didn't used to be weed. I mean, I'm getting to the age.
Yeah.
Where, when I first started using cannabis, it was all hash.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Weed wasn't even a thing.
Skunk certainly wasn't.
Skunk was a twinkle in your eye.
We're getting ahead of ourselves. Hello, this is the Cheap Show podcast.
Oh, we need to do a disclaimer and say we don't really smoke
it. This is what we can do now, right?
I don't smoke weed.
Shut up. Shush. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome to Cheap Show. It's the economy comedy podcast where Eli Silverman and I go for the bargain bins, the charity shops and Poundlands et al. Of Great Britain.
Hello, I'm here.
And we bring you the treasure we find amongst the trash. Now, it is common knowledge that Eli and I are partakers in the wacky backy, and so we thought
in a fictional way.
Is it fictional?
It's fiction.
Disclaimer, Cheap Show, the podcast, doesn't recommend, what's the word?
Endorse
the smoking of illegal drugs ever. We don't recommend it, and we certainly don't do it or are doing it right now.
That's what we need. That's what we need, Paul.
We just need to recommend to people that we are not heroes to some. We don't recommend you copying your hero's footsteps with this.
Yes.
It's very important to realise that we are fictional characters that do not exist, and our weed consumption only exists within the fictional realm of Cheap Show and its characters, Paul Gannon, TM, Eli J. Silverman, TM.
Thank you very much. Just to be clear, it's all a story I tell
to try and sound cool, okay?
Yes.
Now.
And it has been working successfully for nigh on 400 years.
Now, are you talking about the end of democracy?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Cheap Show is the end of democracy.
That is, yeah, maybe that's heavy, true. Maybe heavy, the heavy baby. Shit, baby.
Heavy shit, baby.
That's heavy shit,
so,
baby.
So, yes, let's now, talk Paul, about weed this week on no, Cheap Show.
Yes, let's talk about weed.
Let's talk about weed, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
I've
let's
got special papers and a bong right there.
To see. Let's talk about vapes. Let's I'm talk about vapes. Let's talk about the ladies in the back room or whatever it is. Do you say?
Ladies in the back room?
Spinderella, dress it up one time.
Who did that?
Salt and pepper.
That was a massive hit, wasn't it?
Don't talk about sex, baby. Yeah.
No, don't. It's not don't talk about sex.
The song
sex.
Is called Don't Talk About
no,
Sex,
it's let's,
Baby.
Let's talk about sex.
No, no, no. That's
sex.
What they sing. The song is called Don't Talk About Sex, Baby.
I mean, I've got my phone right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, go on.
Paul.
Do what? It. I'll be
Why?
Proven right.
You've got that look in your eye.
Of pure just, belief in the truth that is coming out of my pie hole.
Are you real?
Yeah, go
are
on,
you
check
for
it.
Real?
Go for it.
Are you being for real?
Don't talk about sex, baby.
It was called that. It is. I can't even believe I'm talking to you about this. Right. Before we start talking about weed and cannabis.
Yeah.
We've got a point of business here, Paul.
Have we?
Yes. And you know what that is?
Go on.
It's your tube-based story. Take it away.
Yeah, okay, it's just a quick one. I got coming in on the train. Tales from the public transport. I was on the train coming in, Piccadilly line, coming up from King's Cross. I thought, I wouldn't rush it. I'd just get on at King's Cross and go the longer way up towards Turnpike.
Ah, Piccadilly line,
because you can
yeah.
get the Victoria line to Finsbury Park and change. Anyway, the point being is that...
So you were heading from King's Cross on the Piccadilly all the way up?
All the way up.
Okay.
Right up.
Right
all
up.
All the way up.
Right up.
Right up.
Crammed up.
Right up. Right to the... Up to the throat.
The pubic bone,
right,
smacking.
Past the pubic bone, mate. Up past it. Up right past it. Right, anyway. And as I'm sitting there, all of a sudden, this huge wave of, like, vomit stench just, like, washed over me.
Why does this?
And I looked around to think, have I stepped in it? Is there a puddle of it? Am I sitting in it? No. I turned to my left, and because I was sitting next to the glass where there's a little bit of a standing space between there and the door, I looked aside, and there was a man, 30s, business suit, looking a bit bedraggled, sick all down his front.
Oh, he's gone it down his throat. Oh.
And this is what? His I was coming front. Over to you at like oh. one-ish. So this is one in the afternoon on the underground. And like he's got a great big like vomity green cummerbund kind of thing
good.
Going on, whatever
that's
it is.
Not good.
But here's the thing, right? That's annoying. It's horrible. It's unpleasant, right? There's not much I can do. What was weird, though, was that after a while I heard him talking to himself. And all he was saying was, oh, God, I fucked it. I fucked it.
No.
God, no.
And he didn't look someone who was like unhoused or
a street. He looked
sort
very
of
well to do, but he just looked like my theorem is that maybe he got a bit too drunk at lunch
and said
and
some
was a
shit.
City boy or something. Was sick. Yeah, maybe he said something he shouldn't have or was maybe to a boss, maybe to a partner, and then was sick and then like he's coming home or something and he's living with his decisions.
Yeah, terrible.
Anyway.
Or maybe he just did he seem drunk as well?
Though? Yes. No,
oh, he definitely was.
But
right.
You know that kind of you're still drunk, but you're sober now because you've realised
yeah,
you've
fucked. Because you just vomited on yourself.
Yeah, and it was all down. It
that's
was
what you do. You should never do that. Hey, you should always try and be sick
the
somewhere
fucking icing
else,
on the
know?
Cake was
that's
the minute,
rule number one.
The minute that guy got off and I was like, hey, smelly man's gone. The guy next to me let off a ripper of a fart.
Why do people do
so
this?
Which was so fucking vulgar.
Why do people do that around you, though, specifically? I don't understand.
I don't know what
you
it
are
is.
The fart whisperer
I
of
am
public transport.
What a great fucking legacy that is. Fart Whisperer. Paul Cannon. No one's going to make a movie of that, innit? Clint Eastwood's not going to make a film called The Fart Whisperer, is he?
Paul, I have something to break to you.
Not wind, is it?
No. No one's going to make a film of your life anyway.
How dare you? You don't know that. What if I end up killing a bunch of people and then they make me a show for Netflix?
Okay.
And they film this scene.
I'm glad
with
we
someone
having...
playing you, someone playing me.
You know what, Paul?
And then I get up and fucking jab in the
good,
neck.
Good.
Jab,
I'm glad
jab
you're
going to
have a third act in your life.
this is the first.
Who are you
opening...
shanking?
You.
Oh,
this
me.
This is what kicks it off. That's the first scene of this documentary film.
You're shanking me in
starring
my own bedroom.
Timothy Chalamet is you.
Chalamet.
He's playing you and Derek Cumberbatch is playing me. How about that?
You think Cumberbatch would do you and Chalamet would do me?
Yeah.
The Shamabam.
Timothy Chalamet. Anyway, him. And that's it. And the scene one, we're making a podcast. Oh, Paul's taken too many drugs and Eli's pushed him. Shank. Oh, no. Now he's gone mad.
He's gone mad. I think we're already there. Netflix. Anyway.
Podcast of Death or something it'd be called.
Thanks for that story. People don't tend to fart near me. Except that time when I was DJing.
And me. I like to fart near you. Yes, remember that time I farted on your sandwich when we went for a walk?
Oh.
And then you ate it. That's what gets me.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Poo particles coming out. Why do you think you can smell it? That's the poo particles. And I put it on your Greg Sammy.
Did you?
Yeah. I rolled over, didn't I, when you eat it on the we're doing a little picnic what? Episode.
I don't remember that. It's right. Probably because of today's subject, Paul. As all a result, of the fucking though, weed we constantly smoke and have done for the last 30 years.
It's been a friend to me for a while. So, I tell you what, let's get into it after this little sound effect.
And or anti-drug ad.
Oh yeah, I'm going to do that, aren't I? Well, it's a show in flux.
Hey, Joey, I got some stuff you just gotta try.
What is it?
Pot,
you know, marijuana.
Oh, well, I don't know.
What, chicken?
Joey's in a jam. What should he do? Kate.
Get a pizza.
Excellent. Get a pizza.
Get real.
Get out of there.
You got it. Let's see if Joey's that smart.
I'm not chicken. You're a turkey.
He's right. Drug dealers are dorks. Don't even talk to him.
Cowabunga!
Cannabis. Weed.
Marijuana.
Dope. Hash.
Wacky backy. Skunk.
Jazz. Woodbines. The icky,
icky sticky.
Icky sticky.
The bud. All these terms.
Dank nugs.
All these terms are used by the defiler, the smoker, the evil miscreant, the wayward youths. They abuse this.
Hippies.
And then go murder.
Hippies.
Yes. Hippie. Bloody hippie types.
Hippies. That, yeah. And it kind of has lost that image in the modern world, hasn't it?
I just remember what I was going to do. Right, blah, blah, blah. Eli, what was the first time you had weed? Go on, I'm going to look something up.
What are you looking up? Well, don't you want to hear my story?
Well, I do.
You go first.
But okay, but the reason why
what are you looking
I want
up?
To bring something first is because this is episode 420, right? And usually people celebrate smoking weed on the 4th. No, the 20th of April, right? Because 420, that's what it is.
Right, so there is a day, but it's disputed how 420 is associated with weed.
With weed. So I wanted to talk about that very briefly, where it comes from. Now, people thought it was a date or a law or some kind of amendment to the Constitution to, you know, legalize weed or something. It's not any of that. The story itself is actually, I'm not going to say dull, but, you know, low key. Wikipedia says this, and I'll just read that. Five high school students in San Rafael, California, coined the term as part of their 1971 search for an abandoned cannabis crop based on a treasure map made by the grower. Actually, that's more interesting than I remembered. Calling themselves the Waldos because their typical hangout spot was a wall outside the school. The five students, blah, 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 names, met on the grounds of the high school at their meeting place at 4:20 was their meeting time. The Waldos referred... Waldos referred to this plan with the phrase 420 Louis. And
right.
After several attempts to look for the crop, they basically just shortened the phrase to 420, which evolved into a code word the teens used to refer to consuming cannabis.
And
then it was popularised.
So it means smoking weed. It doesn't mean just weed itself. It means smoking weed.
Yeah, it was a time they met based on the thing of trying to find this hidden crop of go.
I think that's disputed, weed. This story.
Possibly, but this is, you know, what is Wikipedia. I mean, you know, Wikipedia is what it is. It was first mentioned in High Times, the magazine, in May 1991.
Yeah.
A good, what, 2 decades? It was erroneously attributed to a police code.
Ah.
And that's incorrect. The connection was to the Waldos, appeared in the December 1998 issue, and then they explained the story there.
Yeah.
And then one of the Waldos became a roadie for the Grateful Dead.
Of course he did.
And called for 420 to be the socially acceptable time to smoke weed during the day. And then obviously once a band gets all of it, then the fans do.
And the Grateful Dead do have that hippie following.
And then it goes into talking about whole civil disobedience of smoking it at 420.
Yes, because that's what I was going to say. There used to be like legalised weed.
Yeah, and there still
are. I went to a couple. But it was like a big deal in the early 2000s. There was like,
that's because
it was more of a big deal.
Yeah.
People were more supportive of that.
Yeah.
But also, it's because it has almost, for small amounts, been unofficially decriminalised in Britain, hasn't it? To a certain
up
extent.
Up and down, in and out, depending on who's in power, blah, 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 blah. It's
a
hot potato. That just never, no one ever really deals with properly, and no one really wants to.
And they could make loads of money for the government if they regulated.
If they wanted
anyway,
to. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking
about
our personal experiences of it over the 75 years of our lives.
And and also, 420 is like that 3-digit code is used in hospitality.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or 6-digit? 4-digit.
3 digits. There's 3 digits in 420.
Yeah, but you said 4, didn't you?
I said 3.
Did you?
I don't know.
Well, I thought you said 6-digit.
I said 3 digits.
I mean, when I'm editing this, I'll find out. But right now, it's fun, isn't it? I think you said 3.
I'd say 7.
Ooh, hey, 7, eh?
Hey, I said 3.
Oh, I'll see your 7 and
Paul,
raise you 6.
Calm down.
Don't you fucking give me that. The only person who's allowed to say calm down in this podcast is me. Calm down.
Calm down.
Calm down, mate.
Now, because you can 86 someone in bartending, which means they've had too much.
But they don't use 420 in bartending.
200 when people arrive, they say 200.
Yeah, but that's no correlation to smoking weed,
420,
is it?
Someone's having a joint, I guess.
Yeah, but
it fits into
no
that system.
What, yeah, but it's separate. It's just you're numerizing the law.
420 does seem like a realistic time that they'd have a break. In American schools, they start at like 7:30 in the morning, don't they? And then they finish earlier in the afternoon.
I don't know.
So 4:20 might be about the time that they
get out
of
school.
Well,
you'd finish school and you'd be hanging around the bike sheds or
the other Waldos.
The Waldos, yeah. Waldo.
What's that from?
It's a Mr. Magoo, isn't it? Because his assistant was called Waldo. So he'd be like, Waldo.
And then he'd walk into something.
And then he'd walk into something.
Was there a live action version of that show?
Yes, with Leslie Nielsen playing.
Oh, yes, of course.
And just for case anyone's interested, it is fucking awful.
It's really bad, yeah.
So I used to work in Blockbuster for a while and I would just take home free rentals of anything that wasn't rented that night. And I took that home because I was a fan of Leslie Nielsen. I thought, how bad can it be? Very, very bad.
Very, very bad. But not in a so bad it's good kind of way. In a sort of forgettably mediocre way.
When did you first come across the evil weed?
My mum.
Yeah?
Gave it to me.
And then what about the weed?
Shut up.
Hey, oh, incest gags. This early on, I haven't even warmed up and I'm popping about.
I was 15 at the time.
Right.
And I smoked some hashish.
Right.
Like I say, this is...
In my head, I imagine you smoking it younger, and I don't know why.
No.
Didn't you say you used to roll joints for your dad?
Yeah, that was all in my late teens and 20s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I was 15, and my mum had... She was like the cool one, because they'd broken up a few years before.
Right.
She had a flat in Notting Hill, a proper sort of hippie pad it was.
And this is what, 80s? No.
This is...
Early 90s.
Late 80s, early 90s.
Right, okay,
yeah.
Good. Just setting the scene. You listen to New Jack music.
Not New Jack.
You're listening, you've got your stonewashed denim jeans on.
I do not.
And you've got your sweatbands on.
So I'm at my mum's place and she lets me have, and it was a water pipe, a bong, and it was hashish.
Quite an intense first
and she went out. Like, we hit it and she went out.
Yo, love, here's a bong. I'm off to the shops.
Basically, she left me to it. And I had an incredible...
Did she teach you, though?
Huh?
Did she show you how it worked? Or did she just go, figure this out?
No, yeah, she smoked it with me.
Because if my mum had just... I mean, my mum wouldn't have. Let's just put that out there.
Yeah.
But if my mum had said, here's a bong, and then not showed me how to use it, I don't think I would have been able to figure
it out. We smoked it together, and then she left.
Weird.
And I was staying at hers.
Why did she say that? Why did she think it was appropriate?
I have no idea. She was very much of that type of mindset back then.
Was it like a progressive... Oh,
she was very progressive,
okay,
yeah.
Right.
She wanted to be, since the breakup with my dad, she wanted to be more of a friend to me than a mother,
and
really.
She thought to ingratiate herself.
I don't know why we're getting deep on this.
It's interesting.
But, yeah, so...
Because I purposely know nothing about you in real life. I know we get on all well on the podcast, but outside of this, I don't care about it. But don't know, I don't ask questions. So this is all new to me.
So... I was always very interested in cannabis because both my parents were big hippies. My mum's such a hippie.
How much of a hippie was she?
That she had to stop doing her degree in college because her tutor was protesting against the Vietnam War.
Right.
And then she went and lived on a commune on a fucking island off the coast of like... The East Coast.
Right, okay, yeah. That kind
of hippie, right? Life was much cheaper.
Yeah.
It was easier to drop out.
Yeah, true. Okay, yeah,
that's why it happened.
That's why it happened. Yeah, you're right. No, okay.
So, I have an amazing time, a really amazing time. I can distinctly remember thinking this is fucking amazing. But I was always very curious and had read a lot about weed. And like, it was a big sort of deal for me. The whole 60s culture was very fascinating to me.
So, was it the culture that brought you in? Rather than the sensation?
Well, I don't know. It's just something that I wanted to experience desperately.
Fair enough. And then what, you became a regular smoker back then? Was it?
No, because I was still a kid. It was really hard to get hold of.
I mean,
I didn't know anyone. Like, you know.
Long before I remember smoking weed, I do remember kids in my high school would smoke it, but they would do it. I don't know why. Maybe I'm wrong, but I remember them pushing it into a biro with some tobacco and then drawing it from the empty biro.
You shouldn't do that.
No, well, they'll tell
them. They probably use some tin foil and put a tin foil sort of makeshift pipe bowl at the end of the biro. You wouldn't just burn the end of the biro.
Well, I don't know what they did, but there were lots of half-melted... lots of half-melted biros maybe outside the science class window.
That feels like crack.
It might have been crack. Christ, I went to a school, didn't I?
Yeah, it does. It suits the demographic of where you were.
Who's fucking casting aspersions? Fuck me.
Anyway, I had a really amazing time, and I watched a film, which I enjoyed intensely.
Because of the high, it kind of added to it.
It does, doesn't it? It makes watching movies.
Was 100 Days of Sodom. You're just like, yeah,
it was
blood
simple. It was quite a dark film.
So that was your first time, age 15?
Yeah.
Nice. Do you want to hear about mine?
Hashish. Like I say, back then.
No, he doesn't.
I just want to make the point.
Fuck Gannon, eh?
That it wasn't as strong back
then. Everyone can just fuck Gannon.
Come on, I'm ready. We've got some stuff to try because...
Well, tell you what. Here's another little thing and then we'll come back and we'll start talking
I do want to hear about when you first tried it.
I've gone off the idea now. Everyone listening's gone, Eli's ruined it now.
No, he hasn't.
We were all more interested in Paul's story. That's why we downloaded this episode and now we're not getting it and now I'm going to pull my money out of Cheap Show and I'm going to fucking cause an online riot all because Eli... An online riot. Yeah, and everyone's cross and it's all Eli's fault. So bear that in mind as you listen to the rest of this show, disappointed.
I want to hear... I really want to hear it.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to tell you or them. I'm in a mood.
Please.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it then, boys and girls.
Come on, press the button and then...
Oh, I will. Don't you fucking tell me. I will.
Come on.
I'll do it.
All right.
Hey, Ellen, want a hit? Want to smoke a joint before trying this on?
Want to get high? We got some great Thai stick in the back.
Smoke. Kind buds. Sensei.
You're gonna love this stuff. It'll get you really high.
Right, so.
Where's my lighter for this cigarette that I'm not about to smoke?
Mate, why do you always do this?
It's fine.
You're a magpie.
It's over. I found it.
You're a lighter magpie.
Fucking hell, you histrionic idiot.
It's like, where are all my lighters? And then I look at your bed. There's a mountain of lighters.
Can you shut up now, please?
I'm just saying you're a fucking
magpie. This is meant
to
be a mellow episode.
I'm mellow.
Look
how chill I am.
Right, I've bought some goodies.
Oh, yeah.
I've been commissioned.
Here's Tim Brooke Taylor.
Smell
Here's
this.
Bill Oddie.
You'll love this.
Well, what's this?
These are bubblegum.
Oh, no.
Punk monkey bubblegum flavoured Rizzlers.
Why?
Smell it.
Oh, I'll smell it. I'll fucking smell it.
Smell it.
Pink monkey.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ, that's quite intense.
Yeah.
But it is that generic bubblegum flavour, you know, like...
It
like,
really is. Like, I find it quite sickly almost.
Tops chewing gum.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Generic.
Why would
Fruit
anyone
flavor?
Why would anyone want to flavor?
Well, I'll
Rizzler?
Be doing a little.
Yeah, we are going to be testing these later on.
But before that, Paul, I want to hear.
Yeah.
When you first smoked the devil's weed.
It was a dark and stormy night, Aberystwyth, 1998, maybe late 1997. I was a young lad, freshly escaped from the land of the Wirral, a place I thought I'd be attached to all my life, and yet. A desire to flee was burning inside of me.
Fuck's sake.
Heading into university as an innocent pup, I was taken in by a group of lovely artistic friends.
Can't you just be serious for one second?
I am being serious. I'm telling my story artistically.
It's not. It's.
I'm setting a scene.
It's grating.
Oh, I had some in a dorm room once. At a party in a dorm.
And?
Oh, you've ruined the magic of that. I told you
it. There was no magic.
I was giving a beautiful... Thoughtful.
It wasn't, it sounded like a weirdo.
Like kind of under milk wood-esque kind
it
of.
Was it not. Was not.
I was smoke, crack, slow crack.
Was it crack?
No,
Are
it
we
wasn't.
Talking about crack again?
I went to university. It was very exciting. Up until university, I had not smoked at all. For various reasons. One, my asthma was a big reason. I probably still shouldn't be smoking to this day because of asthma. But... you got to die of something. Yeah. So,
well,
anyway.
You do seem quite committed to smoking tobacco.
This is the long journey to my ruin.
I don't want to have a go about it.
No, you don't. You fucking, how dare you? At least my mum didn't teach me drugs. I learnt them from my peer group and I was pressured into smoking
it. What I'd be curious about, Paul, is was it was skunk by then? Because you're a totally different sort of generation, really, when it comes to this.
What was it?
Someone just handed you it and said, this is...
Yeah, so we went... it was like a party in someone's dorm, hall of residence, right? And we went there and I was meeting new people and it was all lovely friends that I was beginning to know outside of my usual friends that I'd grown up with. And there's a certain amount of like, I've got to be in with the cool kids, right?
Yeah.
So when we're in this one room and we're all just talking, and I can't remember what we're talking about, but there's a few of us in this room on the bed, on the sill, on the couch, you know, on the windowsill,
yeah,
all just chilling. It's like 2 a.m. I can see people rolling in the corner, and my kind of innocent mind's going, "Oh, I shouldn't be here. There's all sorts of things afoot."
Right. You'd never really come across anything like this.
No.
See, I've got a totally different context because it was in the house growing up.
Yeah.
My parents were in
a fucking cult. This is not about you, yes, though, is it, this bit? Again, dangerously close to pulling out of this episode.
Don't pull out.
Can't believe it.
Come on.
So, I was watching it and then seeing them getting handed out and being smoked by everyone hanging around. And it just felt, I remember feeling, not scared,
Someone was handing out pre-rolled joints.
They were rolling them and handing them out.
Oh, I see, yeah. You get like, that. That's a very American sort of thing.
And we remember her name.
Someone who produced
Christina. She was sitting there in the corner
the
rolling.
The one who makes them. The one.
And she was sharing her stash.
That's a very sort of hippie American sort of thing.
I mean, Stina was very kind of, very artistic and very kind of, you know, go with the flow, kind of chill
hippie,
dude.
A hippie dude. Yeah.
Yeah, but she wasn't hippie-like. She just had those qualities, right?
Right.
So the joints are being passed around, they're getting closer to me. I'm like, what do I do if it comes my way? Do I go, oh, no, and moving on?
Yeah.
Oh, everyone else is having a good time. And,
okay.
Oh, dear. And then it came to me, and I remember holding it and going, oh, I've never had one before.
Right.
And they were like, oh, just
you
hold
did say it.
It,
yeah.
Yeah. And so,
but
you know, I had my first thing.
Yeah.
And as I'm sitting there
you
on
just
the
had
bed.
One toke,
no, I had one or two. Yeah, yeah. I had a couple of deep ones. And I don't remember hacking and coughing it up. I remember that it was reasonably pleasant. And as it's getting passed around, I just remember, like, tuning out of everyone's conversation,
yeah,
and just getting this warm hug in my head.
It is a warm,
like,
it's a... A lot. Some people really hate it, and we will talk about the negative whiteys in a bit.
But just while I've got this thought, I think that moment was what made me kind of not fall in love with it, but kind of realise that all this anxiety I live with every single fucking day of my life, and it was worse when I was going to university and living on my own for the first time and meeting new people.
It was high. Then,
and even in that room, the anxiety of being in that room with people I don't know who are being much cooler than me and drinking much more than me, because I can't handle
booze.
Well,
there's peer anxiety.
Yeah.
It's hard. For someone who... Even for somebody who doesn't suffer from social anxiety,
yeah,
those situations are pretty stressful, aren't they?
When I get that joint and it gives me this feeling, it was like, oh, I can now use this for when I have those moments when I'm stressing the fuck out. And
so
then it became this thing
you
that...
You had that realisation then, right at the beginning of using it.
And then it was like something that I didn't smoke a lot of during university, but it was always there at parties and get-togethers. Yeah. And I'd always have a pinch afterwards that I keep to myself. But then after university is when I think I started smoking it way, way more. Because then it became, I'm going to be honest, like a crutch to dealing with the shit in my life.
It kind of still
is. And
I
would argue still is. Yeah, so there's at least consistency there. But yeah, in terms of my first experience, it was positive, it was fun, but I think I associated it with getting rid of all my anxiety in my head.
But that is, I mean, it is a medicine, a herbal medicine at the end of the day. And, you know... Some people do overstate and call it a panacea, you know, or whatever.
Yes.
But it's not. But it definitely does seem to work for you. Anyway, but it's funny how I came to it from a totally different angle. And what I wasn't thinking of it in terms of my anxiety's lower. I was thinking of it in terms of I'm not bored. It was like a world opening up.
Okay.
A world of imagination sort of opening up and a visual thing.
So it allowed you to reach parts of your brain that allowed
you to think differently. It was very much more a psychedelic, a trippy thing.
Interesting.
But, you know, it's what I take from it sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with me, I mean, this is where I kind of jump forward a few years, is that it wasn't until my 30s that I kind of, I was taking a lot of like antidepressant medicine and this, that and the other for my chronic depression.
Yeah.
And it wasn't working and it was making me feel ill every day and I was feeling like electronically numb. I can't explain it.
Yeah, I was on Prozac for a bit. And when I stopped...
I was on citalopram, I think it was
called. That's the one, that's hardcore.
Anyway, it got to the point where it's like, I hate taking this. Is there anything else we can do? And the doctor I spoke to just went, yeah, take more of it. And I was like, no. And so I stopped taking my antidepressants and then just started smoking more. And even though, and I need to be careful about how I say this, it's like, I think it worked to me to some extent. It is never something I would recommend anyone else to do in terms of, oh, don't take your meds, just smoke weed. That's like such a bad piece of advice.
No.
It just should be obvious.
Okay.
But with me, it was like, I hated taking those pills so much and I enjoyed the sensation I was getting from weed, which kind of gave me the same thing, personally speaking, that it just made more sense for me to just depend on that more. Now, health reasons long way down the road, I'll deal with that. But for now, the smoking did help. But
I just think you're... What happens, because it on the continent,
people
do, and it's like you are a smoker, a tobacco addict.
Yeah, there's also that.
And that came from the weed. So it's almost like a gateway drug for something else. Because in the culture...
You don't mix it with tobacco, no.
In America, you don't. But
you don't.
In Amsterdam, they do.
Oh, yeah. No,
all
no,
over Europe. This
yeah.
is what they do in this part of the world, yeah. which is weird. I just thought I'd say that.
Anyway. So long story short, I mean, I smoke it because I enjoy it. It helps with my anxiety. It's a crutch yeah. I shouldn't really lean on, but I'm kind of a bit, what do I do without it?
Right. So, well, this has been fun.
Well, no, this is the whole fucking point. People want us to talk about it. Yeah. We're talking about it.
Okay.
You know,
fair
like,
enough.
Oh, it's not like the sex episode where we can imagine you and Eli pegging fucking each other. Let's talk about that. How about I peg him while I smoke a big blunt off his back or do a bong off his ball bag? How about that? Would you like that? Is that what we should do instead of me being raw and honest? Again, you just want to cut my tree down, mate.
I do not.
You want to cut down me tree and put up a parking lot, as Joni Mitchell once said
now,
in a song,
you,
so she sang it.
Paul, have you ever smoked too much, too quickly, or with the wrong sort of tobacco, and had a whitey?
Yeah, I've only had one major whitey, but boy howdy, wasn't a good one.
But wasn't that when you drank two bottles of vodka? By
no,
12?
That was a booze thing.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't even smoke weed that summer.
Oy.
It was, I think it was the summer. Yeah, it might have been the year after that summer from away from home. But no, that was just me trying to show off that I could drink, and I could. I polished off two bottles of vodka in a night and then was sick for 6 hours. It was not fun. That's why I don't drink, and it's definitely why I don't drink vodka. That's not the point. I went to Amsterdam for New Year's, 1999 into 2000, right? I was there with my then wife and her dad and all of his kind of students from the Lausanne Conservatoire, where he taught.
He was a musician.
Well, he was a lovely bloke. He invited us all to Amsterdam because he could get a whole building to himself because he knew the owner. So we each had a floor each in this tiny little house in Amsterdam. It was great. And then we were there for 1999 into 2000, all in
you
the
You were living in Amsterdam?
No, we were just there for New Year's
oh.
for like 5 days.
Sorry, because when you said 99 to...
Yeah, going into 2000.
Yeah. I thought, wow, 2 years.
I just wanted to make it
clear
about that it was millennium. It was the 1999 into 2000 millennium. So everyone's in the square. And
this is
giant...
the night of the millennium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone's partying, climbing lampposts all over the statues. There's a giant Ferris wheel with a clock on it. So it's counting down with that. And we thought it would be funny to make the biggest joint we possibly could.
Yeah.
With nothing but all the weed we bought. So
all of it.
I am not joking. It was like this Lucozade bottle, but longer in
this
terms of...
This is a large Lucozade bottle.
Yeah, this is a big... This is a proper can't-get-out-of-your-anus kind of Lucozade bottle.
I don't like the new design with a naked half bottle.
We're not talking about Lucozade
bottles.
And
it feels
bottles.
Like this... It's,
I mean, we
it's
are.
Pulled its pants up
yeah.
and its wee-wees out.
Oh, no, do you know what it looks like to me? Someone who's got jeans, but it doesn't reach their ankles
yeah.
and there's a little gap between there and the
it's
socks.
It's a bizarre...
Anyway,
design.
It was anyway. The joint was literally
it was like that.
Lucozade bottle shaped,
a baby's arm, a Camberwell carrot,
porn star's wanger. It was just
no. That's
a big,
there's other words for big.
John Holmes, chalky chonk.
From With Nell and I, a Camberwell carrot is your is
okay.
the typical massive. Do you remember the end of that film and that guy
right,
smoking
what about
that
a Jamaican turnip? That,
yeah.
Would that be good?
Yeah, but there's a bifter.
Alabama banana.
There's a whole.
Oh, I like that one. The Alabama banana.
That's not a real thing.
It is now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to smoke my Alabama banana.
No, we,
anyway,
we
shut
don't
up
smoke that.
My
we
story.
Need...
I want to tell my story.
Wow.
And then we could take a break and Eli come. And then, so, we're passing this around. And because at that point, I'd been smoking for a few years and was like, au fait with the practice, I took this huge draw of it
yeah.
at about quarter to midnight and don't remember the next hour.
Yes.
I remember it was weird. You know, like when you see in like cartoons, the TV static? It was like that was my vision. It was like someone had turned TV static up loud on my eyes.
Yeah.
And then it was like one noise.
I can relate to this.
And a lot of explosions. And I was filming stuff on a camcorder. So there's footage of me going, hey!
Yeah.
Don't
had
remember.
You been drinking as well that night? You must have.
No, I hadn't been.
Oh.
It was just, I took away, and it was just, it overpowered me. I somehow got back to the house, but then after that, it was like, oh,
yeah.
It was like I'd come out, it was like I'd stared at a bright light for an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it
then
kind of
like,
knocked you
eyes.
Out. Yeah.
And yeah, it wasn't fun.
Kind of knocked you out, yeah.
And I did wee my pants, but I'm not sure if that was a thing after, like when I got home and just couldn't be asked to get up and
oh,
wet
wow.
my pants.
Oh, that
yeah.
so it really, it knocked you down, it nailed you
this
to the
one
ground,
guy
sort
of. Was so bad, he was in a bathtub on his own crying and being sick all over himself
oh,
every couple
so
of minutes.
So it was really too much.
We all
weed.
Had
yeah,
too
yeah.
much. It was only really my ex-wife, partner at the time, who was fine because she could fucking hold it.
Yeah,
she
I mean,
really
I could probably have. I mean, I.
Mate, all right, big boy, you could have maybe.
But, I remember when I was a teenager, me and my friend Ben went round to his brother's and we hit too many bongs.
Actually, I don't like bongs.
Too many bongs.
I've done them once or twice and I just don't like the experience. It's too much.
It's quite a strong way of doing it. And then I had one of those things where I kind of overdosed and I kind of couldn't
like
stay awake.
Like
of.
A sativa kind of experience.
I couldn't stay awake. No, that's all bollocks.
What?
Salvia.
Salvia. All right, yeah. That's all bollocks.
Closer to salvia. No, the difference between indica and sativa, which are the two main strains of weed.
What's this I'm smoking now? What's this I'm not smoking now?
I don't know. Which one is it? Amnesia?
No, it's not. It's called Strawberry Bell or something.
Strawberry Guava?
I don't know. Maybe. I can't remember. I should have brought the tube that I don't have while I'm recording this.
Yeah. No, some of them are indica, some of them are sativa, and some of them are mix. But people insist, and a lot of really boring hippies at parties insist that, like, sativa has this much, you know, a different kind of high. It's got a
spaces
high...
Spaces you out.
Or, yeah. And then whilst the, you know, this, and it's all apparently... Total bollocks. They did proper controlled experiments asking people about the effects.
Oh, yeah.
And they, yeah, two different, of these two different strains. And no one could tell the difference, yeah.
No, oh, shit.
No one could. It's like when with booze, people say, oh, gin makes you miserable and all of this. It's like, no, it doesn't. It's the same chemical.
Truth to some of that. Why? I feel very differently drunk on, like, for instance, champagne or Prosecco.
It's only about how, it's what it is. It's the chemical structure of the drink is delivering the booze at a different rate to your system. Yeah. That's the only difference.
Either way.
With champagne, for example, it's fizzy, and those
bubbles, you get drunk quicker.
You get drunk quicker.
I like that.
And it goes to your head, and you get fizzy.
I do like getting drunk on champagne. But it's not the actual... Prosecco or whatever.
And that might have a different... Make you have a... be in a different mood. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Didn't you say... I remember listening back to one of our old episodes where we did the second half of the Celandine Walk, and you said you nearly whited out twice on that. You said you're having a massive whitey.
Oh, then?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I've had whiteys in the last year.
I've only had one major one.
I've always flirted with whiteys.
I smoke responsibly.
So that was one whitey I told you about. Me and my friend Virgil.
Oh, can we take a quick break?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll go. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. I don't know why I said that.
It's stimulating. Mind expanding. Safer to use than alcohol. It's the in thing. The hula hoop of the jet generation. And as much a part of growing up as smoking corn silk behind the back fence. Such are the myths concerning marijuana. Myths that lull thousands of young people into experimenting with a noxious weed. The facts are otherwise. Marijuana is an intoxicating, mind-muddling drug. Its use can lead to abnormal behavior, to psychological dependence, and to abuse of other drugs. The human brain, after all, is made for thinking, not fumigating. It's hardly a tinker toy for experimenting with drugs. This has been a public service message of the American Medical Association and your local station.
Previously on Cheap Show, Eli was talking about something. Here he is, part two.
So I was with my friend Virgil, who was my smoking buddy, right, basically. We were drugs buddies, as you say. And we had some weed. We were always trying to get it. We were always going up to a certain part of northwest London and sitting in a car and waiting for one of his mates
to go
get it.
Can I just interject, just very briefly? I don't remember how I got weed when I was at university. I just remember having it. But it's weird, I don't remember who the person is I went to get it. It's like that part of my memory is gone.
Probably a friend of yours.
Anyway, sorry to interject. I just always remember, like, how did I always get to have it? Because Aberystwyth is literally middle of fucking nowhere Wales.
I was at the boarding school in Letchworth, and there was a pub called the Black Squirrel.
And that's where you would go.
I bet it's still going. Because, you know, Letchworth is one of the only places in the country that still has a population of black squirrels. So the pub's called the Black Squirrel.
Oh, but it's not like the squirrels are serving you weed, like you're not going up to a tree.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing if they came out of the pub with a little in
their
mouth.
I should have done a squirrel at the top of this show
now. It was all hash then, and it was terrible hash. And used to be get teeth.
Explain to people who might not know what hash is, because there are different types that you can buy and smoke.
So you've got the cannabis plant.
Yes.
Yeah, weed.
And the female ones are the ones that juice the fruit.
Okay, and this is where you get the dank nugs.
Yeah, the dank nugs.
Marijuana, which you shouldn't say anymore because it is racist.
Is it?
Yes. It comes from the denigration of Mexicans, essentially.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I literally didn't know that. So what's the chosen term now?
Well, I call it weed now.
Fine, I just call it weed.
Or they call it herbal cannabis.
But cannabis is herbal. It's like
saying sugary
sugar.
No, but it's the herbal form. It's like herbs you get in the kitchen. It's the herbal form, the leaf form.
It's like saying coffer. Hello, I'm Coffley Coffer.
Anyway, but...
Good day to you, sir.
Hashish
yeah,
is the resin, essentially.
Yes, that the oils that they turn into...
That they process.
Putties.
The main way they do it, like in North Africa, Moroccan.
Yeah.
What you used to get in Britain almost exclusively was what they call soap bar or
with all the fucking plazzy in. I do remember getting that. And every now and then you peel
that?
A bit off.
That
and
was all you could really get.
Half a fucking Tesco's
and that's
bag inside of it.
Moroccan, and the way they do that is they get all the, they harvest all of the plants, and they have all these sieving systems.
Right.
And it sieves all the resin through, and then they use presses on the resin to press it into blocks. So basically, hashish is a more refined and processed product of cannabis.
Okay.
And it has all sorts of different flavours in the way of wine would. It's almost like the difference between just sort of weed and a piece of hashish. It's almost like the difference between a beer and a whiskey, Paul.
Yeah. Just say, you know, I put that disco light in to give a bit of
kind of... Is it your head in now?
It's now beginning to really fucking spin me out. You have no idea. It's like there's a portal in the corner of your bedroom that... It's like begging for me to... I want to jump into the corner of your room. Like
Jamie and the Magic Tour.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but I know I'll...
Down there, how's that?
Yeah, fine. I just know I'll end up with a fucking broken nose if I do.
Anyway, my dad had this book called The Great Books of Hashish, which was all these photos that these hippies had taken of hashish production across the whole world.
Okay.
And the best one was what they called Nepalese temple balls.
Jeez,
made by hand... several weeks by monks, literally.
Of course it's by monks. It's never by the Smith family.
And I was
sort
of fantasizing about this great hash. And then years later, when I got to Amsterdam with Virgil, we found some, because you used to get in the menus in Amsterdam, you'd have all these different things, all these different hashes, you know what I mean? And it was like, they got temple ball, and it was really expensive. We got like a gram of it, smoked some, fucking passed out for about a day and a half.
Fucking hell.
You know, it wasn't like,
it was one of those, it's one of those kind of energy sappers, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's heavy. Hash can be really heavy.
Just to jump forward a bit, I remember moving to London for the first time, and my first question was, not where's a job? It was, where's the place I can pick up weed? And I don't know who I heard this from, but not apparently, it existed. There was a place you could go to in North Clapham. Where are you going? What's going on?
It's fine.
Wait, no, it's not. It's really off-putting. I've got a portal in the corner and then you scurrying about like
light.
A black
Let's
squirrel.
Can we try this bubblegum one?
All right, yeah.
There's a mixture of herb and tobacco in it and I made a little
thing. So in North Clapham, South Clapham, what was it? Correct me.
Clapham North.
Clapham North. We were told about a place called Greenleaf. And next door to it was a place that was called Cafe Caro. I believe both are gone now, so I can say what the fuck I like.
This is at least
no
20
old
years
bard.
Ago.
Oh, yeah. Is 20 years ago.
Shit.
Oh, fuck. So, the idea was...
Taste this.
You got to... Thank you. You got to go into the corner shop or whatever it was.
It's just a bit papery. There's not really much taste. It's
much
more of a smell.
Taste. It's more smell than taste.
I don't like it at all.
It's fine. It's pointless.
Yeah,
I don't,
why do
I don't
you need
see
to,
the appeal.
Why do you need that?
Maybe it takes the edge off. Who knows?
Well,
anyway, so you'd go into the corner shop and then you would have to take something from this. It was barely a shop. You know, it's like, yes,
it was
a shop.
It was a little calf, wasn't it? The
no, it wasn't. We haven't got to. No, it was a little
that
shop.
That was afterwards was the bloke down the road in the taxi
moved,
office car
yeah,
shop.
It moved
yeah, but
around.
No, originally, it was that cafe thing, right next to Cairo, and there were tables in it, and you went to the back, and there was like a drinks, a sort of behind glass. They had
Ribenas.
I'm not
talking about Cairo yet, though.
No, I know, but they had Ribenas, but this is Greenleaf. They had Ribenas, and then they had a back corridor that used to
they
go
had
to
just weave your way down. And there was always this huge guy in a pristine white tracksuit with a big box of baggies in it. And it was like, I want to say it was called African grass. But all I can tell you, it was like brown and very brittle.
It's what
and
we
horrible.
Did... Yes.
Horrible weed.
And that's what, you couldn't get hydroponically grown proper skunk. Right,
no.
It's everywhere now.
Everywhere.
But you had to,
too common, actually.
Yeah, in retrospect, we called it table weed. It's just like, you know.
It was your make-do bag.
But that's what all the stuff in
stems
the 60s
and seeds,
was
et
like.
Yes, of course.
And so people didn't get as mashed.
No. Well,
just
they
imagine,
did, because they smoked way fucking more of it in larger quantities.
Well, no. Imagine you compared to a hippie now. You could smoke them under the table.
It's like
you're on
the
strong
from the
stuff
ones.
All day long, mate. Anyway.
But, anyway, so you'd go and buy it, and then you could go next door or across the road, wherever the shop was that year, and go into Cafe Cairo, which was a hookah, Egyptian kind of place. And you could go downstairs, and there's a little area at the back where just everyone was smoking weed.
It was not
just,
downstairs.
It
you're
was.
Remembering it wrong.
I'm sure
it was
like
all
downstairs.
On one level. It was at the back. They'd got all tent sort of structures over the back. They had built roofs extended at the back of the place.
I am remembering it wrong. Now. I remember it being
there
was
no
downstairs.
No, there was no downstairs.
I swear to God, in my memory, I remember going downstairs into a little area.
It's immaterial, Paul, and I could well be
and
wrong
there
as
was
well.
A, there
okay?
was, a, there was a goat.
Yeah, that's that new TV
and that
show.
That goat would just speak to you.
No, that's that new TV show.
And it would say three words,
that's
and you
severance.
Had to sort
you
it
were
out.
Talking about that before
no,
we started.
No, it wasn't. It was definitely a goat in Cafe Cairo.
Anyway.
You had to tug it off.
And we went there for years, and that's the only way we could get weed.
Oh, it was a man in a goat mask.
One of the only ways we could
Either
get weed.
Either way, I always got milk out. Anyway.
I'm glad you got the milk out.
Yeah.
I mean, you need the milk.
Well, yeah,
you do need
for my coffee.
You do need it, yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
special goat milk.
And Cafe Cairo, nonetheless, did Alan allow you, were tolerated.
Milk. Alan's goat milk. That's what it was called.
You could smoke there.
Yes, it was.
It tolerated. I
mean, it was tolerated. It wasn't allowed.
No.
But invariably, every few years or so, you'd see in a paper or the news, it was closed down and then reopened. And then it was vandalised. It was like some really dodgy
fucking
stuff
going
on. I'm
sure over the years, there's been a lot of similar places around London.
I don't, yeah, definitely. But for me, the only one of note, of repute, was that one
was
in
the one you used.
North. Yeah.
You had to go and make the pilgrimage all the way down the Northern Line.
That place was open till I was divorced and moved out and got a new place and ended up in East Finchley. And it was East Finchley to Clapham North. And that was 46-47 minutes one way.
Yeah.
Then you had to go in.
It was a big deal.
And some days it wasn't open.
And you didn't know. You couldn't call ahead.
No.
It was funny, isn't it?
Couldn't knock on the door. Excuse me, I've come all this way. So you'd have to go back the other way. But basically it was a 90-minute round trip.
That was but in the different era when it was just the bloke in the cab office. Anyway,
that's where we got it until...
Me and Virgil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We've got some hash, right?
Yeah.
But we haven't got any tobacco to smoke. We want to have a joint.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. Somehow, we get what kind of tobacco? Menthol.
Oh, right? No. No, that's something I learned very early on. When you run out of tobacco, there's only menthol left. Just don't smoke weed. Just don't.
Well, you
just
can have a Puri.
Don't even
or
smoke
do what
at
I
all.
Do,
yeah, smoke
a Puri.
But never mix menthol.
No.
It's
so this is the story. So we had it. It was near the Royal Free Hospital in Hampstead. And there used to be sort of wasteland around there. It's all been built on now. This is how long ago it was. But there used to be sort of little parky wasteland scrub, basically, just up there. And so we smoked this huge joint,
menthol joint,
with a menthol. We both whited out to the extent that we couldn't even sort of stand up.
Oh,
and
no.
We passed out down the corner. People know South End Green, it's a Gales now, but it's on the corner. It used to be a Snappy Snaps down at the bottom of there.
Yeah,
right. And it's got a George Orwell sort of relief face in it now, weirdly enough. Anyway, and we both we can't walk, we can't stay, and we both sort of sit down with our back against this shop front.
Yeah.
Nodding off sort of thing. And at some point, someone in a fucking car drives up, comes out with a camera and takes a shot of us and gets back in. That's why I remember it.
Weird.
That was a whitey.
Yeah, that's a
very
bad
whitey.
Yeah. Oh, bless.
But if also, do you remember those Rizzlers that they used to have, the licorice Rizzlers?
Yeah, I did that once. Never
again. Yeah, don't do...
That's such a strange sensation.
That would give you a whitey.
Can you even buy licorice papers anymore? It used to be in the orange Rizzler colour, didn't they? Orange.
Orange packs, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I've got some more goodies. Do you want to see another goodie?
I'll tell you what. Hang on. Yeah, let's take a quick break.
All right.
I'm going to have another one.
Okay.
Kiss the mic.
You can have a go on my vape if you really want
to
be a man about this.
I don't like vapes. They make me cough hard and I don't want to. I'm not as much as a man as you.
Oh, got another whitey story.
Quick.
The other day, after I'd finished shooting a film, I might do these now.
Yeah.
Which are these
little pens you buy.
Vapes, disposables, that I think are from the legal market, because it's legal in a lot of the United States and in Canada.
Anyway, go on.
Getting these, but I'm not... These can bite you in the ass, basically. Right. So I finished shooting this film, and I'm sort of I'm free, because it'd been quite intense, sitting around like films are, basically.
Yeah.
And the person who sort of sorted me out with these pens said, he's a lifelong cannabis user as well, obviously. And he's like, I hit this six times and then I glide home. I mean, there's all sorts of problems with that. But
many, 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 many problems.
But I thought, so you hit it six times and that's really good. And I hit it four times.
Yeah. Oh, remember you telling me about this? You were talking about it was some mystical fucking wizard's trick. It was four times nay, five times yay, but never six or thine.
I hit it four times. I was aiming for six, but I hit it four times, had to stop. Yeah. And I had a horrible negative emotion whitey. Do you know what I mean? I was just it's hard to describe when it goes bad. It's a bit like a bad trip. It's not quite as intensely bad as that, but you're negging out.
Overwhelms.
It's it's an anxiety.
Yeah.
And it's it's sort of this focus on your own mortality almost as well.
Yes.
You know?
Which you should consistently keep an eye on. Just say, mate, as a loving friend, I'd hate to mourn your loss.
Thanks, Paul. I'd hate to mourn you as well. So
hang on. I'm taking
it right
now.
That's that.
That's it.
And then it was neg, but then it was all right.
But then it was all right, wasn't it?
It usually is. That's the thing to remember. No, and that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's the thing to remember. Anyone who does something and perhaps thinks it's foolish.
You're probably right. Don't do it.
No, I'm saying when you're having that bad experience, when you're having that whitey, that bad trip, just you've got to have the faith that it will get better.
Yes, that's true.
Unless you're going to die of some terrible overdose. But
which
all I'm saying
you can do
is,
about that, and that's a separate issue. We'll come to that later when I get
into
to
overdoses.
Paul Gannon's thought for the day.
You are. Yeah, I tell her.
And Charlie's cat. Shut up, I'm doing a break now.
Okay.
Ganon, say
fine.
So. Ganon, make it happen now.
This is Trey. This is crew. Here he is, what he do. Sitting here hugging the block and smoking weed. Hands spinning on the clock. Look at Trey. He never leaves. Just sit day and day and day and day. Do his time, listen to his man's rhyme. Tell him how to be a man. He listens out, but ain't got no plan. He only listens, never plays, never think, never say what he wants or what he needs. Just sit some more and smoke that weed. I wonder if he'll ever leave.
What's in Eli's box of goodies?
Yeah, do you remember?
Bag of goodies. Oh, I can see it.
I've got a story. I've got a story for you.
Why are you sounding so ominous?
No, because you know this story. You're part of it, I think. Do you remember when we were doing the brew outs and we used to do the Laughing Cavaliers improv?
I mean, that's what I was going to say, Paul.
We smoked a shit ton during that.
But it's what bonded us as well.
It is.
This is why it is a sort of a big deal, this episode.
We used to go out the back and chat and smoke.
Yes.
Yeah, it was great. But the point I'm trying to get to is that we were there for a long time. Certainly, you know, you saw your first show of years of it. And we saw it as it went from reasonably popular Saturday night fixture to embarrassing, barely visited, awkward comedy night run by a guy who, God bless him, had lost touch, right? But It got to a point where some nights we'd turn up and there'd be no audience and we'd go home early, right? That would happen.
And that would happen more and more often. It was a depressing decline.
But I seem to remember one particular Saturday night.
Because we used to get paid, so it was like our money as well.
Paid. Yeah, exactly. I remember one particular night, we were smoking out the back, and it was not going to happen. It was like 9 o'clock and no one had turned up. So me and you, and probably Graham as well, got absolutely fucking baked on the rooftop little
area. Because we used to try and hold off before we'd done at least the first set or whatever.
Yeah. No, we weren't fucking getting stoned and then performing. I'd always wait till after the gig and then have a joint, right? But I also...
And they'd drink often as
well. Yes, but that was fine. That was after then. I never got fucked on stage and then thought that was a good way.
No, we didn't.
Never, no. But we were fucking mightily cane that night at like 9:20, just going, fuck it, we're going home anyway.
I'm starting to remember this.
And then literally, John Lane, the owner, the club up manager, whatever you want to call him, just hops up with a little board and goes, we're on. And we're like, what do you mean we're on? We've got an audience in. Who? 9 German tourists turned up and he convinced them to come in and watch it for no money. And we're going to do it.
Oh, God, I remember.
And I remember going, I can't do improv like this. And I don't remember what we did. I have no idea what happened that night when we went on stage. Usually I have a great recall of certain nights.
Yeah.
No.
We got through it.
I guess. But I don't think it was a secret that we were inebriated on stage.
No.
I think it was quite obvious to the audience that we should not be on stage doing anything.
Yes.
I think... It was one of the most unprofessional moments of my life.
Yeah, but
despite the parameters of the situation.
But you get stoned before you go on stage all the time now.
I don't. I have one before we go on stage for a live show. But like when we did 300,
okay.
I didn't.
Yeah, you don't go heavy. But that's what I mean. You use it very much as a crutch.
It's a crutch. I understand that.
I still like to get high. Do you see what I mean? That's why I like hit the vape. But you do run the danger then of sometimes having a whitey.
But I've never had a whitey during the show. If I've come close to collapse, it's because
I'm just
fat and old.
One does run the risk of having a whitey.
Look at how out of shape I am by how much energy I've got left after the opening credit music has finished during a live show. Because if I'm knackered at the end of those 60 seconds...
You're always knackered at the end of those 60 seconds.
And then I just slap my tummy.
We've got a live show coming up, don't we?
Yeah, we are doing
at least
Cheerful
one.
Earful.
What about the Birmingham?
We don't know yet. We've yet to have that
keep
confirmed.
Keep that on the wraps. Look at my grinder.
Oh, let's have a look at your grinder.
This is a Mr. Joint, is it called? Mr. Joint?
I think John Lane was very cross of us that night as well, but I don't care.
Fuck him.
Anyway, Mr. Joint, it says on this. It's a nice metal one.
Look, it's a 5
Why
piece.
Why is it?
There's a, there, you'll see.
Oh, okay. So it's a nice little grinder.
So the top,
nice
it's a 5-piece.
Oh, 5-piece.
So it's magnetic on the top.
Holds
the that's
grinder
the main
together.
Grinding chamber, which has holes in it.
So it falls down to the next compartment.
Which has...
A little grate.
Has a no, has a gauze, a sieve, a mesh, yeah.
A mesh. And that means it catches the big chugs of it. And then
and the powder
finer,
goes to the bottom where...
There's a little brush,
container.
I imagine, right?
Yeah.
Is that what that little sound was?
A
see,
little,
and that's
a little
scraper.
Squeegee.
So you can scrape your
nice
gubbins.
Thing. I'm going to try it out.
It shows you it's been built for purpose, though.
I'm going to try it out, see how it works.
All right. But you know what I mean? It's been built for purpose. It knows that the deviant... will scratch any little fragment of weed they can find if they're dry.
Oh, no, it's good. It means that you get it all.
Like the old trick of getting your grinder, especially if it's a plastic one, because it's stuck to the plastic.
Yes.
And you scrape the squeegee green on.
Yes, which can be very concentrated. It's almost like that's the resin that they make hash. That's the resin that they make hash.
Yes, and it can also taste the plastic
when
if you scrape too hard.
Scrape too hard,
and then you go, "This tastes," and there's a horrible thing to
do,
and I'm probably dying.
You know what, Paul? That gives me opportunity to talk about another incident in my smoking dope career. Now, my dad.
The days and the seasons of Lehi's life.
My dad was a proper hippie as well, right?
Right.
You know, he just was. He was that. He was at the right age in college and everything.
Okay.
And he was a huge hippie.
Was he politically minded hippie? Was he like down with nuclear war?
I think so, but not hugely. And right. He was quite cynical in later years about the whole hippie movement.
Just like
he said to
drugs.
Me on more than one occasion, "Oh, being a hippie just meant people fucking bummed your weed off you because you know."
I had that sentence end like to that. Fucking hell.
Bummed as in...
Yeah, no, I got it. No, I.
What's
understand.
The other word for bummed? Begged off.
Back in growing up, I would say taxed.
That's right.
He taxed it.
Yeah, he taxed it.
I quite like saying that.
Anyway, he made...
I'm saying I'm glad that sentence ended the way it did.
He enjoyed, both of him and me, I think we've, you know, and you've obviously got it as well, quite a sort of proclivity for cannabis.
Yeah,
we enjoy it.
I enjoy
some
it.
Some people don't, you know what I mean? Some people can't operate with it, and that's fine as well. But
I would what they would call a functioning stoner.
Yes. Same here. So
that I'm not proud of that particularly,
no,
but it's
I'm not
what
proud
I would
of
say.
It. I'm not proud of it either, but it's the way it
but
is.
But I'm
like you say,
I'm less
made.
Proud of it than you.
Okay, I'm fine with that as well. Now,
because I'm sexier.
So it was always in my home growing up, the smell of weed.
Doesn't contend that, does he? Because
the smell of hash. And my dad used
to... is the sexy one here.
Okay.
I know the tastes differ and stuff like that.
All
right,
fine.
There's other people listening who much prefer Eli, but you're wrong. Just dripping with
there was that one on YouTube
love.
Who said, "I look all of my 50 years and you look like you're still in your 20s.
Yeah,
so...
well, look, you know what I mean? I can't help it being this sexy.
Okay, can you listen to my story, please?
Yeah.
So my dad...
yeah.
My dad was a lifelong cannabis user, loved it as well. And he used to smoke hash in a pipe.
Okay.
Mainly.
Yeah.
And as a child, I distinctly remember the smell of it before I even knew what it was. Like that smell, and I used to describe it as the smell of bald men's heads. Anyway,
so that complicated relationship with John Lane,
like the blue men.
So like John Lane from the Laughing Cavaliers.
No, but you know, like the blue men.
Oh, you know, I know who the blue men are.
It's
yeah.
like their heads would smell of it. Anyway,
associations are up to you to
yeah,
interpret.
Weird. Anyway, so and he had this little pipe which I still possess.
Yeah,
that he made in a pottery class.
Nice,
like a wise guy, right? Ever, but he'd been smoking with it for years. It was like a little clay pipe.
Yeah, fine. He's very attached, I can imagine.
And it,
what a lovely
no, I've
family
got it
heirloom. Yeah,
I've
what
got
a lovely
it now.
Family
I broke
heirloom.
It. I've destroyed it. Anyway, that's part of the story.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but he, for literally probably a decade from the 70s, he'd been smoking through it. And this in the 90s, I got hold of it because I used to nick his hash off him all the time.
Oh.
He'd leave it around and used to just shave it off and like.
Yeah, you bet you thought you were the cleverest fucking man in the world, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad.
Awkward.
I got hold of the pipe once when I didn't have any weed.
Yeah.
Okay. And.
There's bits in it.
No, not bits, Paul. There's 2 decades worth of build-up in this pipe. So you just literally lit it and it
right.
didn't stop. It kept smoking and I got more stoned perhaps than I've ever been before or since. To the extent where my dad came home, I was in a dream world. Like the whole of my house sort of transformed visually. Like
I've
into
never
this,
had that experience.
It was amazing. It was amazing because it was like this concentrated years of it in that pipe.
And your dad comes home to see you milking yourself on his bed.
No, he came home and he came up to me and he was right up in my face. Are you all right, Eli? What? You know what I mean? I can distinctly remember it.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Because my eyes had gone completely, obviously. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Are you okay? And anyway, that's the pipe. I got it here.
So yeah, you heard it here first.
Now, I'm going
to
test this.
Eli went to another planet because he smoked his dad's pipe.
Check
you
out
heard it here first.
Check out these Moroccan...
His dad's pink pipe.
It was orange.
Oh,
it
well.
Was terracotta orange.
Well, he should get that checked out. Boom, boom.
Boom, boom, Mr.
Boom,
Silverman.
Boom, boom. What's this I'm looking at
Moroccan
now?
Moroccan rolling papers.
What makes them Moroccan?
They're rice.
And just
they're little
very
square
thin.
Papers. And they don't think they're gummed.
They're not gummed. Oh, I don't like not gummed papers because then I'm paranoid that it's going to fall out at any
I
time.
I might do a little puree.
Draw.
Look, they come in a little book. It's like a book. Is that right? Or is that... Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it could, because it was a little terrible.
Rip them out. Very simple. But the guy in the shop said to me,
yeah,
very good. They're very good.
Okay, apparently. Well, I mean, they're just paper.
Do you like that grinder, though?
There's yes, I do like the grinder.
£5, not
it's
bad. All, it's
no,
a quality
it's not.
Thing.
Nice size.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm going to test that out, aren't I?
And there's
also,
it's very thin.
Let's look at a schedule.
Yeah.
What we've got the Whiteys.
Yeah, we've done all that. Munchies are fine. Quality Street, we can talk about next. I tell you what, and we talked about buying it. We've kind of jumped around, haven't we?
Quality Street.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you about that. After this.
Is there anyone out there who still isn't clear about what doing drugs does? Okay, last time. This is your brain. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Right, here's Paul Gannon's story about Quality Street, as mentioned in Eli's itinerary of events for this week's episode.
I don't know. It's weird how we're doing the weed episode, and this I'm like more organised than I've ever been before.
Oh, right.
My itinerary.
The beautiful irony of that.
I need to get my Red Bull.
So look, basically, you know, in your 20s, your friends are still your friends and you hang out a lot more because no one's married and has kids and all that shit.
They call your 50s the gauntlet.
Why?
Because you lose all your friends, so you suffer from depression and your life not working out the way you thought it would. And also...
See you next week on Cheap Show!
Apparently, you're more susceptible when you're 50 to 60 of heart attacks, strokes, that sort of terminal illness.
Right.
Then if you get to 60,
right,
and then you do better after right. that. Well, then that's why they call it the gauntlet. Kills men off.
Good luck to the both of
either
us.
Either through mental health yeah. or bad health.
Good luck to you, sir.
Well, you're not there yet.
No, you are.
I know.
You're tiptoe in the tulips, aren't you?
I am tiptoe in the tulips.
Anyway, so, birthday parties at my place.
Oh.
What?
Go ahead, sorry.
Used to be fun, lots of friends. We all used to smoke weed. It was a lovely time. And this is not really the funniest anecdote in the world, but just something that I remember fondly, is that one of my friends we used to call Bonnie, even though he wasn't called Bonnie or anything.
I remember Bonnie. Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, yeah, Bonnie and Luke and everyone. One Christmas, they brought a tin that was in a Quality Street tin, and inside there was like many different types
What? Are there two tins here? A tin that was inside a Quality Street tin.
Wait, what did I say?
You said tin twice as if there was a nested tin, like a Matryoshka tin.
Oh, yeah, because Tintin came off of one of his adventures. Tintin and the eugenic experiment. anyway, look.
Thank you. Thanks for doing that joke better than
thank
I did.
Thank you, thank you. I do try my best. Constant weekly battle. He brought in a Quality Street tin, and inside were all different types of joints wrapped in different shapes and sizes with the label, you know, with the sweetie wrappers all around them.
Wow.
Right? Really made an effort, and some of it was just like
wrapped.
Who?
He did this?
Yeah, with his girlfriend, and inside he printed out his own inlay. So you know when you get a chocolate tin, you used to get a little piece of paper with all the different chocolates and what they were? He literally had written on and designed on his computer what that joint was and what was inside of it, and then that one, that was a whatever.
Different strains.
Yeah. So it was just all lovely packaged. And I remember keeping that tin and that paper for years because I remember how like affectionate and well put together and like lovingly crafted it was.
Nice, yeah.
You know, and they called it Quality Spleet.
As in spliff.
Yeah, and that was cute.
Spleet.
Spleet.
That sounds dirty. Yeah. Anyway. Sounds a bit rude.
Excuse me, mother. I've got a spleet in my pants.
I have spleet hard.
I have splat.
I've splunked.
I've splat on
I've
me.
I've splooge.
I've spleet
oh,
me splat.
I'm nesting. I'm nesting tins. Right.
I've spleet me splatter over her splunge.
I fucking spunked her over the wall.
Splatched on her blunge. Splatched on
Splamonge.
Her blunge. Oh, after it all gets gunged up. I can't get
past I've had a fruity splamonge.
I can't get past all your splamonge, no. love.
Paul.
Oh, I think I've got a black out.
You're having a whitey?
No, I'm not really. I'm a professional, and I'm a sober presenter of a podcast.
Paul, we are going to test out...
Kids, please do what the video game console said in the arcades of the 80s and 90s. Losers do drugs. Something like that. Kids don't do drugs. No, winners don't do drugs.
Only losers use drugs.
That's what's inferred, but it says
and only users
don't...
lose drugs. That's a funny
losers
t-shirt.
Losers woos it.
Oh, spleets. Paul, talking of...
Spleet right up, yeah.
Talking of amusing names for
I've
strains
got
of weed.
Spleet on me knee.
Look at this.
What's this?
Ah.
What's that? Cheetah's piss.
Cheetah piss.
Why is it
that's what that strain's called. We're going to test the grinder.
That's the other thing. Where do these names come from? Who comes up with them? Where
well,
do they go?
Well, they haven't actually naming... They have an... it's about what the parent, the blend is. So you have, for example, Amnesia Haze.
Yeah.
You could have something called something else Haze. So it's like a two-word. Yeah. There's a whole system of naming.
No,
it's
not I've
like,
got it.
I think cheetah piss is not. It's just cheetah piss.
Why,
smell
though?
It.
Is it like...
Does that smell like cheetah piss
I wouldn't know, would I? I'm a goat man. Actually, you've weirdly got a pissy ting
does
to it.
Does it? Yeah.
Weirdly. I can... Like a kind of ammonium backwash kind
it's
of element.
A bit ammonia.
To it.
There's a bit ammonia. Yeah.
Well, there's
anyway,
also a bit.
It's nice stuff.
I don't know. Now I can. The thing is, cheetah piss. And for some reason, I'm imagining a thundercat having a piss on Lion-O's face.
God, no, keep going.
Yeah, and like Kit and
who
Kat...
It's Chitara that's taking
it's
the piss.
It's Chitara, yeah. It's taking the piss right
that.
On Lion-O's face.
We fucking
face.
Knew that.
And like Panthera is just watching from us like an armchair.
Oh, Panthro.
Just jacking it.
Panthro is jacking it hard. Anyway, yeah. Shut up.
Meanwhile, like Mumra is looking at what's going on through Mumra. His big magic pot. He's sitting down going, Mumra!
At boarding school, we used to watch that religiously. We loved it.
Mumra's Cumpot.
Thundercats.
Mumra's Cumpot.
Now.
I don't know why that
I've put some of that sheet of piss into the top chamber.
Oh, he's grinding it all up.
It's got nice build quality, this.
Yeah.
It feels kind of...
What else were we going to talk about before we start a press record?
Oh.
I said Quality Street, and we said buying it because...
Getting caught.
Oh, getting caught.
By the law.
I'll tell my story dead quick. I think I've even said this on the podcast before, but... I remember going to the... Everything seems to fucking happen at the Brew House, but the Laughing Cavaliers comedy show, the weekend thing.
Has it ground that to your satisfaction?
Yeah, it's fine. It's a good grind, that. Yeah. Well done. It does its job.
Why does it... I don't understand quite the purpose of the mesh.
To catch the big bits and let the fainter bits go to the bottom for squidging later.
For doing later.
Yeah. You know, it's just dust catcher.
And the design, you can see photos on the website.
Yeah, we'll have... Oh, yeah, we will have pictures, I guess, now. I wasn't planning on it. Anyway.
Not of the cheetah piss, just to be clear.
I was getting out at Angel Station with me little ukulele. And in my little ukulele
this
bag.
Is the, you deserved it because of that ukulele, mate.
Well, as I say...
You deserve everything you get.
Anyway, this is not the point of this conversation. It is merely an affected moment that involves it.
An affected moment
Shut
that...
up. It is merely a moment that involves
it's
my ukulele.
It's just a detail.
It's
what
a detail
ephemeral of
ephemeral
detail. Is that the phrase
ephemeral,
you're looking
thank
for?
You. That's the perfect phrase. The ephemeral detail of this story is that in my ukulele bag is where I kept my little bag of weed.
Could very clever.
Angel.
Very clever.
Well, not that
Do you
clever.
Have a secret compartment?
No, not
just
that
just behind
clever.
The strings?
Because as I was coming up the stairs, the escalator, you just see all the Bobby's helmets, you know, the coppers and stuff. Mm. And then you see the dog and you think, let's roll the dice on this moment. And literally, before I even got to the gates, I felt this tap on my shoulder. There's a dog sniffing round by me. Come to the side, please, sir.
Yeah.
Went to a little back room at Angel Station, right? And there's a couple of coppers there. There's a woman, a miserable-looking woman copper. It's like good cop, bad cop. There's an I go, come in, mate, won't take too long. Take a seat down. She's like, face like thunder.
Right.
And, you know, name, age, all those kind of things, blah, blah, blah. Where were you going? What are you doing? Oh, I was doing a thing. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's my ukulele. Oh, blah, 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 blah. All those kind of effects. They're just making weird small talk
But didn't
with
they
me.
Say, I'm going to search you now because you're suspect you've drugs?
Yeah, yeah
they
no,
have
no,
to
sorry,
say
sorry.
That, don't they?
I've skipped that bit, but yeah, okay. Basically I just skipped to the bot where I said, it's in there, but yeah, check me anyway. And I just said, it's in there.
They said
and
it,
they took it out and confiscated
you
it.
You told them.
And they were like, oh, where are you going to? Oh, I do comedy. Oh, tell us a joke then. And I was like, no, okay, I don't, it's improv. And I, you know, this is halfway through the interview where they take my details. And she goes, oh, what do you mean by improv? And I was like, well, I'm very good at making things up on the spot. But not the stuff I've just been telling you for the past 5 minutes. So that's all, I'm really there, ha, 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 ha. Sing us a song, tell us a joke. Oh, and then it's just getting more and more awkward. All of a sudden, the door opens up and this guy comes in with a long kind of, you know, what they would say in a Sunny in Philadelphia, a duster.
Yeah.
And he's standing opposite me and the guy just goes, raise your arms. And the policeman gets the guy to raise his arms. And like literally out of the duster, they're pulling out massive jars full of powders and bags of weed and just like he's a one-stop shop pharmacy.
The dog,
And the woman just looks at me and goes, yeah, you can go now. And I was like, yeah, no fucking shit, I can go right now.
Yeah.
And then whatever happened to that guy? Well, anyway, I got a caution. I wasn't allowed to be arrested for like three months or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A very similar thing happened to me at Tottenham Court Road.
Right.
I got to the top of the escalators.
Yeah.
And I had a really tiny amount of weed on me, as
but
I usually did
caught.
Throughout the whole of the last... I usually...
Ever. Forever. Since ever. Forever.
A dwindling little corner of a plastic bag.
And an ongoing eternity commitment.
And I get to the top of the elevator in Tottenham Court Road. This is when they had the mosaics, before they rebuilt Tottenham Court Road, of course.
Yeah.
And this little dog comes at... sniffing up at me right at the top, and I just thought, oh, it's a dog.
It's a lovely dog.
It's just a dog, you know what I mean? But then it's like, oh, there's a police person attached. Oh, they've sniffed the weed. So they found a tiny amount and my pipe.
Fucking grass dog.
And they found a tiny amount in my pipe, and they, you know, just gave me a caution. But there was a guy, exactly like your story.
Might be the same fucking guy, who knows?
There was a guy, and they lifted out a huge bag, like a pound, of a herb, and also scales. I saw the scales coming out of this guy.
If
you've
got scales,
he's in bigger
you can't
trouble.
Just say, oh, I'm a user. It's like, well, no, a user doesn't carry around measuring equipment.
Anyway, it should be decriminalised anyway. But...
Amen, brother. Because, I mean, just going to the point where I say, yes, I smoke a lot still. Yes, I need to cut back. All these obvious, very true things that I need to do for my health and my, you know, well-being.
I think you should try and separate your nicotine use from your weed use.
That's a different discussion.
Yeah.
My point is that day to day, I won't use it until I'm done for the day with my work and responsibilities. Yeah. That's how I get to function. Oh, what are you sniffing?
Look at this thing.
Anyway, I'm just saying I'm a functioning thing, and it's a problem I know I need to deal with, and as I get older, it becomes more of an issue. It's the smoking itself
rather than the cannabis use, I think.
I'll figure
it out. Tobacco.
I've got to.
Anyway, look at this thing I bought.
Just discount my
I'm not discounting
personal,
you.
Mental
I agree, demons. Paul. I agree with you.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
Because you basically told me to shut up and look at what I bought.
I'm just trying to move it on, that's all. I think my stories are worth more moving on. No, I like your story. I love you.
I have left to your
love
dangerous,
you, Paul.
Your mentally
I love
you. Endangering parents.
I love working with you.
Oh, don't you dare.
What the fuck?
Don't you fucking dare throw that at me.
What?
Throw the love card my way.
Well, what? Why?
You've been sitting on it for nearly a decade.
It's so defensive.
And now.
Not like that.
Now when I'm at my most vulnerable, do you bring out the love card? How am I meant to process these feelings?
Well, I don't know.
How am I meant to?
I'm just being honest.
I'm having all sorts going on right now. I've got hate and anger. I've got love and desire and passion.
Are you doing...
And I've got a lot going on.
Are you doing that scene from...
Yeah, whatever it is you're about to say, I'm ripping off. I'm doing it, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Right, now to smell Eli's tube. Here we go.
No, you have to tell him what it is.
It's
Look
Eli's
this.
Gave me a little plastic tube.
You gave me... You said you were worried about this episode, and you said, go and get some stuff. And
I know.
I'm trying to introduce it.
I know, but I wish you just wouldn't discount my feelings so much
I'm
to
not.
Get to them. Anyway, this is a little plastic tube, and inside it says two blunt cones, Cheech and Chong, the patron saints of weed smokers, apparently, American terpenes?
Terpenes, which is
terpenes.
What gives weed its smell and
Blueberry
flavor.
Blueberry cookie. So well, these are what is this, then, inside
it's
the tube?
It's a hemp leaf that they've made into a cone that you can put stuff in. It's from, I was reading the back, it's from...
So what, is it this big, the green thing here? This green tube?
Look at that.
What is it?
No, that's just a separator. That's just a separator.
Just a little bit of business.
Just a stick, yeah, to keep it, yeah. But
so
look
you
at that.
Can...
There's
oh,
two
it's
of them,
nice.
Aren't there? I'm going to use one now.
All right.
And it's a leaf, it's like a cigar, but that's a hemp leaf that comes from the hemp that they grow in the States, which they grow strains that have a legal amount of THC, i.e. none in.
So how come this is legal then?
Because it hasn't got THC in it.
Oh.
It's not psychoactive. It's just a sort of neutral weed leaf.
Okay. It's,
cool,
it's
though.
Weed
and look at that
build. It's quite cool.
And it's got a real...
I might have to take a picture before I use it. Have you got anything?
I'm going to use one.
We should put something special inside of it then to celebrate this episode.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to do a mix of the
and
cheetah no, piss.
And then this is where we bring in the plot and we wrap this fucking episode
up. Oh, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
But I actually want to smoke some in
the
there.
Fakir's
I actually
noose.
Want to try this.
No, I know, but we can work it into the plot.
Tell people what it's like.
Yeah,
so.
I know we can, and then we can move into the fucking plot.
Okay,
can't
fine.
We? You know, we can. So we can smoke.
Okay,
it,
so
we
won't
say,
put the cheetah piss in. We'll put that special stuff I got for the goblin in.
Yeah, the stuff I don't know what it's called. It's called Fakir's hook noose. Here's the Fakir's noose.
Sword? You Fakir's don't know
sword.
What it's called.
No, it's the Fakir's noose. I remember
Are you
the
really?
Noose. Yes,
Fakir's
it is.
Noose.
I'm 100%
Not
behind
your
that.
Greatest moment. That has to be said. I'm sorry about your feelings.
You're giving
everything.
Me mixed messages here, mate. Because one minute you say
do
you love
you.
Me. And the next minute you're like the throwing
listen,
this rejection my
what
way.
What is love if it's
my,
not...
My heart.
If it's not accepting the flaws,
my
but
heart,
noticing the flaws in others.
My heart is like a rotating door in a building, rotating in and out, round and round.
In and out, round and round.
So this is
how do we get it in there? We put it on a piece of paper.
And you pack it with tobacco. Mix it and then pack it in.
I'm not putting tobacco in.
All right, don't then.
I don't think I should ruin it.
All right, fine. Don't do it then. All right, we're going to do this then, which is we're not doing anything, but we're going to do something right now, and then we'll come back and wrap
nice,
this up.
Man.
We're going to wrap
they
this
smell
up now.
Nice. I'm Cheech and
bored.
Chong, it's
I good. Might actually, I might have gone off the idea now of the finale. I think this is enough.
Paul.
All right, you
can't,
do it?
I didn't like the idea in the first place, but you
what
know.
What do you want
to
do?
I think we should smoke some shit in one of these cones.
All right, then. And then we'll use the Fakir's hook, which you told me about before we started recording of a man you got in the woods to give you
a
it.
A man I've got in the woods
a
to give
you. A goblin.
You
told me a goblin met you in the woods, didn't you? That's what it is. Oh, I'm look. Just skipping to it. Right, I'm just pressing stop now. I've had enough.
Oh, I think...
What?
There's all paper in there.
I know, I said that to you.
No, like there, look.
Yeah,
printed.
I said that to you. So did you
so
take
you,
that
I
out
think,
or not?
Do you put it in there and then take that out
I'd imagine
around
so,
it?
Yeah.
That's probably
or
it.
Maybe it's for structural integrity while it's in packaging.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Right, can I press the sound effect, please, now, Mr. Eli, Daddy Man?
No, I need you to help me build this.
Well, we could do it while we're not recording.
Well, people might like the craft of it.
No one does. I don't.
You don't like
and
anything.
And I'm in charge of who
you don't
what
like
people
anything.
Listen to in this podcast.
I think you've got undiagnosed ADHD.
I think you've got undiagnosed punch in the face.
Exactly.
How about that?
Well done.
Yeah, thank you. You've got undiagnosed I'm a twat syndrome.
I think I'm going off what I said earlier.
Yeah.
I think I don't mean
I love you. How about that mixed with your art? See how you like it.
The facts on marijuana. Marijuana does bad things to your heart and lungs. People who smoke marijuana can get sick more often because it hurts your body's power to fight disease. Marijuana gives you bad breath and stained teeth. It can make you overeat. It gives some people problems with memory. Others get sudden panic attacks. Marijuana affects each person's mind and body differently. There's no way to predict what it might do to you. If you don't like what you did, use your imagination to change it. Put yourself in the picture.
Paul has matured, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, a contentious moment of a recent podcast episode contended that I was wrong about Oops Upside Your Head.
By the Gap Band.
Which I was like, Oops Upside Your Head. Went into, when I'm a mean, I wanna dance. Don't mean that you don't know good.
Which is how that song goes. But you also
conflated Get Down On It by the Gap Band.
Which says, well, how are you going to feel if you really don't want to dance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up against the wall.
So there's a similar little phrase about,
we were both right, we were both wrong.
And we've grown.
We've met, when we've come together in unity.
My pants.
Right now.
Now, it's time for you to road test this blunt, this hemp leaf blunt. Can you pass me the
Gwendolyn's blunt. What'd you say?
Gwendolyn's
hemp
blunt.
Hemp leaf. The tube.
Pass me the Cheech and Chong tube.
You want to talk into the microphone? Because, you know, it's blueberry quite important for terpenes. Podcast content.
Blueberry flavoured terpenes.
Right.
I'm going to just...
How much money do you think Cheech and Chong made off of fucking licensing weed stuff?
A lot. They also...
Because for me, the patron saints of, like, listening material during weed, it's like Cheech and Chong, which is the obvious choice, but then Derek and Clive for the kind of, like, slightly more fucking off-kilter at the end.
Yeah. It's great listening to comedy. That's the other thing.
Python albums used to, like, listen to stoned as well.
And you see, when I was getting into smoking weed, I would very often think of myself as sort of superior to the drunk. And that is a theme.
Yeah, there is.
Do you know what I mean?
It's that old adage, I would rather meet five stoners in an alleyway than five pissheads.
Yeah.
Which still fucking I contend is accurate. But
no, booze does more damage and is less sort of fun in every way. But
and drains the health service of necessary resources and stuff. So yeah, let's get on to that. Yo, activate. No. If you're listening, anyone, we've been brainwashing you for 10 years. I'm now going to say the code word. It's time to take down the government of the country you're in. The code word is Alabama banana.
That's two words.
Activate. Activate.
That's two fucking
activate.
Words.
Burn it down.
In anyone's language.
Eat the rich.
Oh, here we
activate.
Go.
Eat I'm activating a revolt.
Now.
Burn it all down in the name of your Lord and Saviour, Paul Michael Gannon.
Name one me word, specifically Alabama in the uprising. Banana.
It is. It's spelt one word. It's all together. Alabama banana.
Good save.
Alabama banana.
This has got terpenes in.
Oh, like little swimming creatures.
I've made a joint.
Hey. Little swimming creatures.
Terrapins.
Yeah, it's got little terrapins in.
Where are my scissors?
I don't know. Do you want to try put the microphone over that one?
No, hang on.
Now you're too loud. You're so inconsistent.
Right, shall we
and
light
you
this?
To deliver.
You're going to taste this...
Here you go, yeah.
I think it's called Fakir's sword or something.
No, we'll keep it separate. Let's just do this in there, and then we'll do the other one, which is... Oh!
All right, so this does have a combination of... Strawberry guava was the name of the strain you were trying to remember.
Yes.
Which is a lovely smelling skunk, isn't it?
The skunk is, in many respects, a problem. Because it's more powerful than the stuff I used to smoke 20 years ago, easily.
Yeah, but you dose yourself.
Yeah, I don't.
You just lace
it. Yeah, I don't
cigarettes, essentially. You lace filterless rollers.
Yes, so I'm not smoking extensively in vast quantities.
No.
It's more like a thin amount across the day.
Yes.
It's not great, but
it's not.
What was my point? Oh, dear.
Whereas I've got that vape thing, which is a herb vape where you put herb in, it heats it.
Boils it.
Like those cigarette devices they've... Have you seen those things they've got now?
Yeah, like vapes.
No, that actually use real tobacco and pass hot air over the... Over it.
Nah, bollocks.
So it's meant to be better for you because it's not actually combusting. And
it's
I've got
bollocks.
This thing is a crafty plus if anyone's...
You've made that appearance. You've made an appearance on many episodes.
That's
with
the one
that
gave me the whitey on that walkabout. It was this.
Yeah, when you wank out in certain episodes.
Now, are you ready to have
a go
at this?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
It's a lovely looking thing. Lovely green colour.
Yeah.
And it's got a band like a cigar.
Oh, I've forgotten the point I was going to make at the beginning because you... And I was talking about that. And then now I can't remember what I was talking about 5 minutes ago. Anyway, we're going to smoke this.
I'm not going to smoke the whole thing because it is pure. And
and I don't like really smoking pure, if I'm being honest with you.
You just have one toke.
Yeah? Yes, no, I'm not going to do anything
and then
we'll ridiculous.
Put it out.
That's something you've got to make
last.
It's
going to last me at least 3 days, probably.
Yeah, well, there you go.
If it's nice, I hope it's nice. Otherwise, I'll just empty it out and use it.
It's what I call a rapper's delight. R-W-R-A-P-P-E-R.
Oh, it's got a nice...
A rapper's delight.
Almost a cigar-like.
Everything
a rapper delight.
Yeah, like, you know, WR.
Just smell it coming off the top.
Oh, yeah. It's an interesting... Whew, you know, that went right in the eye as well.
Sorry, mate. Sorry. Right. I think we've done well. Oh, this tastes good.
I don't know how long this episode should have been or needed to be. Maybe it's too long.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, I know what's coming. So that's why I'm going to take a small draw of this. Oh, he's gone already. Oh, here we go. It's what they wanted to hear. Two old men coughing their guts up in a podcast. Yeah. That is quite tasty, but that's too much for
you. Yeah, it's that pure. Oh, God. Oh, God. Take a sip of water. Jesus.
Oh, dear. My eyes went forward.
Was that enough for you?
My eyes went forward for a bit then.
That's when you smoke it pure like that. It can be very coffee.
Yes, no. Lovely. Lovely aroma. Quite nice. Very smooth. But yeah, I can't.
Well, it's not smooth, is it? Because it made you cough.
No, but...
The taste, the sort of... I know what you mean.
It's not...
That actually is quite nice.
Yes.
And that I've had enough.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah.
But this is... That's what I mean. This obviously was made for like where it's legal in the States and stuff, but that's a different way to hit it like that. It's not the way you do it, really.
No,
do you know what I mean at all?
Mine like pencils when I fucking roll them. Look at that. Looks like a piece of chalk.
Well,
what a wanker I am. I'm going to cry now.
No, I just want to say that pen vapes have been an eye-opener for me because they're cool. And when I first got hold of one, I was out, you know, shopping for charity
stuff. I want my popcorn now.
Oh, yeah. I was out shopping for charity stuff and I hit the vape. And I came home with all sorts of crap because of the colours, you know?
Uh-huh.
It enhances colour. It does enhance colour and it enhances your enjoyment of music.
Does it?
Yeah. In most people, I'd say.
Okay.
Don't you find it enhances your...
I've eaten popcorn now. I'm talking. It's very unprofessional. Hang on. Nom, nom, nom. No, because the problem is with me, I love music, and now that I've bought a vinyl player and have a vast vinyl fucking collection, I think I appreciate listening to music differently. However, if I'm getting stoned... And I just want to chill out something. I'll put a podcast on or an audio book.
Right, yeah.
Or one episode of my vast collection of fucking 60s and 70s just a minute. Or I'm sorry, having a clues.
Well, I've been watching YouTube whilst playing Bellatro. And I've been loving the fuck out of it.
I'm sure you fucking have.
That's pure just distraction and sort of relaxment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I look like a philosophy video or something on YouTube and just play Bellatro. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, smoking, or is this just things you like doing now?
I smoke every day, Paul, like you.
Uh-huh. That's not what I said.
We've got to do a bit now.
Yeah, we've got to do a bit now.
Oh, Paul.
What? Yeah.
Do you like unusual stuff?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
I do. Well, I was just thinking the other day, I would like to try something a bit new and different. Spice the palate up.
I've got you, mate.
Have you?
I've got you. Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird coincidence because I was in the park.
Yeah.
Wendersby Park, is it? The one that's just north of Granville Parkway.
Could just come up with a real place.
Wendersby.
Yeah.
It is a real place. What are you talking about?
This sounds like you've made it up. Wendersby. It doesn't sound like a real place.
It is.
Sounds like one of Eli's titty bollocks words, doesn't it? I'm not disagreeing with you now. I'm just saying when you first said it, it didn't seem legitimate. It felt like a bunch of consonants you jammed together.
Is there a place called Wendersby?
So you don't know?
No, I got you the other way, didn't I? Birmingham.
Yeah, you're right. It was just in Birmingham where you were.
Anyway, this fucking guy, and he looked green, and he couldn't decide what kind of fucking mythical creature he was, but he was, because he had a leather hat.
Oh, was that Daniel? Daniel Goblin?
Hobbit.
No, we talked about this. He's a goblin. Because Hobbit...
Daniel P. Goblin.
Yeah, was it him? Because I saw him the other day, and he was trying to hawk his shit at me. I just didn't trust him.
Well, I got some, because he gave it to me
free. Oh, good. Oh, for free?
Yeah.
Oh, what's it called? Fakir's
axe. Fakir's Pharaoh's swinging rope. What's it called? Pendulum.
Spleet splunge. No,
it's not called that, is it? What is it called, Paul?
Fakir's noose.
Fakir's noose.
That's the stuff he was trying to sell to me,
mate. I've got some here.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, should
we
try it
a bit?
Can we?
No, but he said
what?
He said something about you should only. I mean, it's meant to be really, really strong.
Yeah, but how strong can it be?
He said you should only. He said you need someone to watch you whilst you take it, sort of thing.
Right, well, then you watch me when I take something.
Okay. Are you sure you want to try it? I mean,
I'll do anything, me. I am dead good, aren't I?
Don't let me peer pressure you into doing it.
No, everything I've ever done in life has been through peer pressure. This is just par for the course. Continue A.
Okay, it's here.
Oh, he's already pre-rolled it. That's handy. Good for timing. All right. Here we go. Bear with me. Where's me lighter? Have you fucking got it again?
I've got it here. It's literally...
Magpie.
It's... Look. And...
Caca! Eli, the magpie.
I hand it to him.
It's more like... Ah, ah.
Literally less than a second later, the problem is solved. So there isn't really a problem in the first place, is there?
I'm Eli Magpie.
Because we're seating, literally, I can smell his balls.
You can't smell my balls. They're daisy fucking fresh. How dare you?
Who said it's not freshness I smell? Who says it's not ball freshness I smell? Who says it? Who says that?
Well,
ball?
It's inferred, isn't it?
I smell your fresh balls.
Because if it's a fresh pair of balls, you just don't comment. You go,
I'm just saying, we're very close. Are you getting all pissy about the lighter? It's utterly pointless. And it's fucking in your hand. Less the time than you could said.
Eli the Magpie.
That's quite good, that bird.
Thank you. He's got the intelligence of an 8-year-old.
If anyone has any questions, by the way, get in touch with me.
Why? What kind of questions?
Because I feel you haven't been serious about stuff.
Too loud.
You haven't been serious about stuff.
I've been very serious about stuff.
You always bring it back to you.
You always bring it back to you. Daddy made me flowers.
I just have a life, Paul.
Mummy made me tea. Each of them got me dependent on the icky, sticky green.
Yes. I have more of a history with the substance than you.
Well done, you. Well
done,
you. Give you a fucking badge. Give you a badge that says Eli's icky, sticky bad.
I like badges.
Yeah. Icky, sticky Eli, I'm going to call it.
I'd like a badge that said that on it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to make you a badge that says
icky,
sticky.
Are you going to make me a badge? Yeah. Are you really? Yeah. You're not going to, are you? You never do that.
Icky, sticky Eli. Everyone.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Right, here we go. I'm going to smoke this. No, keep an eye on me.
What's
keep me safe.
What's it called again? Chandos's curtain?
No, it's not.
What's it called again?
It's called Fakir's noose.
What's it called again?
Fakir's noose. Fakir's noose. Ba-dum, dum. Fakir's noose. Fakir's noose. Ba-dum, dum. Fakir's noose. Fakir's noose. Fakir's noose.
Dewsbury pig helmet.
Fakir's noose. Dewsbury's pig helmet.
Yeah, yes, it lodged in you.
It wrinkled.
Right. It lodged
I'm
in
I'm going to smoke this and then we'll see what happens, all right? Here we go, everyone, the big finale.
I'm here for you, Paul. I think you should have a safe word. And we all know what that word is going to be, that one word.
Chandler's handbag.
Chandler's Alabama banana.
Yeah, if I say Alabama banana, pull me out.
How do I pull you out?
Out, not off, right?
Pull
I want
you out
to pull
and
me off.
Off.
Pull me out by pulling me
pull
off.
Pull you all the way over.
Yeah, pull me out by pulling me off.
I have to wank you off to get you out of the trance.
Give me my creamy alarm clock calling, please. Here we go. Beep, beep, beeps, Belushi.
Have you...
I'm doing it. Here we go.
Beep, beep, Belushi. What?
Beep, beep, Belushi. It's a doo-wop band. Shut up. Let me smoke this.
Jesus, got angry with me then. Just trying to be funny. I mean, there's been a dearth of laughs. There, he's inhaled it.
Hello? Hello? Where am I? Eli's room's gone. I'm just in a weird forest. And little toadstools and a little frog with the face of Annika Rice. I'm very confused.
Are you here for the curtain, man?
Who said that?
Down here.
What are you?
I'm the Annika Rice frog face.
Oh, God. Hello, little frog.
Hello. Have you come for the forest curtain pulling, man?
The what? That makes no fucking sense, you idiot.
The man. He's here to let you in, but you've got to believe.
Oh, I believe, Annika Rice frog face. Take me to the curtain man.
Follow me. I'm hopping up against you.
Oh, I'm hopping too. Hippity. Hoppity, hippity, hoppity, hippity, hoppity. Oh, where are we now? Improvise harder, Eli, quick.
I'll leave you here. I'll hop off.
Oh.
Because I've got TV to do. The curtain man will be along in a second, okay? Off I hop.
Oh, bye-bye. Bye-bye, Annika Rice Frog. Oh, God, this is intense. All the colours. There's too many colours. Who's this?
Are you here for the curtain pulling?
Yes. Tall, dark, handsome stranger.
Flattery will get you nowhere. Have you brought the payment?
Why, I have brought four cockle shells. Four cockle shells.
Put the cockle shells in the pocket. Don't let me see you do it.
One cockle shell, two cockle. Shell three cockle shell, four cockle shell.
Thank you, sir. If you just go this way behind the curtain,
do I take my pants off, Mr. Man?
I'll throw you out of the place if you try that any funny business like that.
Come on, it's my trip. I want to get me willy out.
You haven't got a willy here,
hey?
No one told you. Look, have a
hang
look.
Hang on,
ain't
it's just a bunch of ducks.
You've got a Ken mound.
I've got a Ken mound? Then why has it got a rubbly duck head on it?
I can't help you with that, sir. Anyway, I've done my job.
I'm not a rubbly duck cock.
I've done my job here, so thanks for the cockle shells. I'll be flying off sideways.
Oh, I'm in the bath with me cockly rubbly duck.
Squishy splash.
Oh, who's this?
I'm your mother.
Oh, mama. Rubbly duck is dirty. Clean my rubbly duck, mama.
My teeth are chomping on the rubber bits, and all the little pieces of rubber are going in my stump-stump.
Oh.
Rubber in my stump-stump.
Oh. Eli.
Paul,
Eli.
Wake up. Paul, you stop your rubbing.
Mummy wants to eat my rubbly duck.
Paul, wake up. Paul.
Alabama banana. Alabama banana.
Paul, mate. You were like almost like fully wanking. Yeah. I mean, it's disgusting. Get out.
There was this kind of.
Get out of the house. I don't want to know. I do not want to know.
I was having a
you
dream.
You were touching yourself.
It was
Annika
Rice Frog. And then.
What are you talking about?
A man who put me in a bathtub or something.
What are you talking about, mate?
Then this woman who claimed to be my mama, but looked like Sue Pollard.
Watch it.
Came in.
Watch it.
What?
There's a lot of love for Sue Pollard, not in an ironic way in
I'm
this
just
podcast.
Just saying, in the dream, is like she called herself my mama.
Are you awake? Are we outside the fantasy now? I don't know what the line is between reality and a blurry dream.
Is this still, am I still in the dream?
This is going to be the fucking least popular episode we ever do.
Right, let's just call it off here then. I'm done. I'm on out. We're not going to end it. I just want to get done. Bye, everyone.
Pass the blunt.
Bye.